VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. A Turkish surveillance video shows a man appearing to wear Khashoggi's clothes, leaving the Saudi consulate in Istanbul following his killing there. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
CNN has aired images showing a man in Khashoggi's dress shirt, suit jacket and pants. It cited a Turkish official as describing the man as a body double and a member of the Saudi team sent to Istanbul to target the writer. The man is seen in the footage walking out of the consulate via its back exit, then head to a mosque and change clothes. Saudi officials say Khashoggi had left the consulate, implying premeditation on the part of the Saudi team. In another development, Turkish investigators have arrived at an underground car park in Istanbul, where authorities earlier found a vehicle belonging to the Saudi consulate.
President Trump said Monday he is still not satisfied with the explanation he's heard about Khashoggi's killing, but he said he did not want to lose Saudi investment in the United States. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. The strike on Monday killed Islamic State fighters who were actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque in Az-Suza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque struck last week. Officials in Taiwan have launched an investigation into what caused a train derailment Sunday that killed at least 18 people and injured 175. This is VOA News. A caravan of thousands of